he did. So we had our shopping party for T-shirts for Peace this past weekend. Cool. And the events are still continuing, yes. We've actually had someone come in who wants to market us, and this is the season for peace and well-being, so it's really sweet to see how things are evolving and unfolding. So I'm very excited to share that. And another thing I wanted to share, remember Monday's manifesting call for soul support systems?
Yes.
They're still going on. They're every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the call-in number is 605-562-3131, access code 636-883-pound. For anyone who's interested and wants to work with manifesting your visions and your piece of heaven on earth, it's every Monday night, free of charge. Isn't that wild?
I think that is awesome that they do that. So people can call right in, and it's part of like a group thing. Everybody's kind of listening.
Yeah, what we do is there's a group of us that have taught manifesting or experienced manifesting, and we share how we've done it and how to proceed and how to bring through energies, and we use exercises to do it. It's very lovely, and each week has a different flavor, so you don't get the same exercise week after week. And it's growing. It's growing. It's very exciting. Yes, indeedy.
Cool.
And speaking, yes. And speaking of soul support systems, now, you know, I have been involved with this organization for a while, and you've met Flo and everything, and I know our listeners keep hearing about the wonderful things that are going on. Well, there is a yearly event at Virginia Beach where a bunch of us come together and we do all manner of wonderful things. We look at, we watch dolphins and whales this year, and we have guests that come in that share their expertise. And the group, since it's growing, we meet all different kinds of people. And at this last event, I met our special guest today, Vicki Young. There, Vicki. Hi.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for inviting me on the show.
Yes, yes, we're delighted to have you.
We are delighted
to have you. I'm very excited to have you. Yes, yes, we really are, and excited because you bring in something totally different. I never thought I'd be involved with. I always thought, oh, homeopath, that's nice, you know, and kept going. But as I got to know you, I feel really excited that I've had you work on me, and you're very good at what you do and very knowledgeable, and I'm really glad you agreed to come on the show and share your wisdoms with us. So thank you again for coming on. And would you tell us a little about yourself?
Oh, I'd be glad to. Yes, thank you. Well, it's nice to be able to talk about homeopathy with you and your listeners, because homeopathy is a slightly misunderstood subject whereby people don't generally really know what homeopathy is. It seems to me people know what naturopathy is, you know, going to a naturopath, but going to a homeopath is a slightly different thing, or it's actually quite different. And I think it's quite kind of misunderstood, so I'm delighted to be able to help clear up a few misunderstandings, maybe. So to answer your question, I became interested in homeopathy in my late 20s, so it's like, gosh, over 15 years ago, maybe longer actually. And I became interested in it because a friend of mine had a very, very bad skin issue. It was just basically really bad chronic eczema, and he had been going to the doctors to get steroid cream for at least 10 to 15 years, and he went to go and get some more one day, and the doctor said, I'm not giving it to you anymore because your skin is so thin due to the steroid cream, I can't prescribe it anymore, so basically look for something else, you're on your own. So that was a kind of scary prospect, because as soon as the steroid cream wasn't being applied, the skin just was rampant with its eczema, the oozing and the itching, and it was just quite horrific. So I helped him try and find an alternative, which was overwhelming. But eventually he came across a homeopath, and she helped him enormously. And it was also homeopathy and diet and, big emotional issues that had to be addressed in order to get this issue resolved. Mm-hmm. So that was my first experience of homeopathy. And I remember just thinking, well, I didn't know there was another way. I had no idea. I just assumed that if there was something wrong, you went to the doctor, you got a prescription, mm-hmm. and that was that. And yeah. I really had no idea that there was another way, that there was this whole world out there of mm-hmm. complementary medicine, because I believe that homeopathy is complementary to conventional medicine. I think you still need that in certain circumstances, but not just necessarily all the time. So that was my introduction to homeopathy.
That was your introduction, yeah.
That was my introduction.
Now,
yeah.
Your start, right? Yeah.
Yes, and then after that, I then went to train to be a homeopath because I just thought it was so interesting, and at the time I needed another avenue to go down, so I thought, okay, this is it, let's try homeopathy to train to be a professional homeopath.
Okay, now you're also a shaman, so you combine homeopathy and shamanism, right? So how do they fit together? When did that portion of your path open, and where did that lead you?
That's been fairly recent. In the last few years, I decided that, or I felt rather, that homeopathy is just too much talking. A bit like an interview with somebody. And for me, I needed to be able to do more hands-on treatment in order to feel their energy and feel where they are, to feel where their blockages are, to feel how their chakras may or may not be functioning and where their symptoms might come from that. So that's sort of where the shamanistic or hands-on part of it is for me, rather than just a straight interview with somebody.
Okay, I find that very interesting, because you're not just dealing with the physical, then you're helping people to actually expand and work with the wisdoms of themselves then, aren't you? Don't you think?
Yes, it's a method of, trying to awaken people when necessary, or helping them, move through their blockages. Because homeopathy, it does work on the physical, but in homeopathy we believe that all illness starts in the emotional realm. And mm-hmm. if there is an emotional issue that is not dealt with or becomes stuck, it filters mm-hmm. through the auric system and then lands in the physical. So in which case, in order to achieve true healing, you need to address the emotional issue that has caused the physical problem.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah. What are remedies made from? How are they made, and who makes them?
Yes, this is an interesting question. Remedies, homeopathic remedies, are made from everything in nature. So that can be the plants, the rocks. Remedies can also be made from animals and diseased matter. So in the case of remedies made from animals, homeopathy is incredibly sustainable. So we have a remedy made from honeybee, which is a remedy called Apis. Now, only one honeybee was sacrificed to make that remedy, and then every single remedy in the whole of the world has been made from that. Now, that's possible because remedies are made from highly dilute substances. And the way it is done is I actually used to make the remedies at a homeopathic pharmacy in London, so I'm quite knowledgeable on how they're actually made. And it's actually just one drop of a tincture is then taken into 99 drops of alcohol, which makes a one succussion, and then it's taken from there. So there's only one drop needed to make many, many, many remedies that are shared throughout the world.
Wow. TJ, do you have something you want to say?
No, I think it's really cool. I don't know that much about this, so it's fascinating to listen to what Vicky has to say, how they move forward on natural remedies. And, you know, I guess I've always had the belief that, you know, we came into this world and we were given everything we needed, and not just physically, but also what we take and hold within. And it doesn't have to be complex, does it? It doesn't, you know, we keep saying, well, maybe science is going to invent a cure for this and blah, but it's already there, isn't it?
Yes, I believe so. But I also believe that, you know, we do need to take responsibility for ourselves in a much greater way, as opposed to giving all our powers away to just going to a doctor when anything is slightly amiss, and not actually looking to how we can heal ourselves, which starts with diet, proper nutrition, remedies on top of that, tinctures from herbs, and all manner of other things need to be built on top of that. And then I feel that we can be in our own power with our own health.
And so, you know, a good part of it also is we don't take responsibility, I think, a lot of times for the foods we eat, but not just that, for also a lot of people just aren't aware of that. Every emotion that's negative is going to probably, you agree that it's going to have an effect on our body?
Well, yes, unfortunately it can be so, but really the way homeopathy thinks, or the basis of homeopathy, is not necessarily every single small negative emotion. It's more of the big ones, you know, that circulate in our minds and in our hearts, you know, the big traumas that happen in our lives that we don't get over, and that's where you need help, you know, when you're really stuck in an emotion, you know, get help with the emotional level with homeopathy to stop it filtering down to the physical.
Well, cool.
That's where it's really, really, really great.
So
yeah.
I can get upset once in a while, and I'm not going to get a real bad disease. You're saying I can have once a bad moment or whatever, and I can.
I believe that to be the truth.
That's good. That's good to know.
Yeah, we don't need to get paranoid.
So Vicky, do you feel that remedies can be used to maintain a state of well-being? I know you you can use it as a preventative as well.
Yes, you can. As a preventative measure, I would be looking at, say, if there was a liver weakness inherently in the person, I'd be looking at treating that as an ongoing support. You know, I could just treat that either with a herbal tincture or with homeopathic remedies, just to keep that organ functioning if it does have an inherent weakness. So that's how it can be used in a sustainable way to maintain health.
Okay, I have a question. Sometimes I work with people that are like multiple personalities or people that have had psychotic splits. Now, do you feel there would be any emotional benefit for people like this?
I do, Joy, absolutely. Homeopathy, really, it works on a real chronic level like that. On an emotional level, you'd have to see a homeopath so that they could prescribe correctly and see what's going on with the case. And we have many, many remedies for emotional disorders and to help bring that back into balance. But it would have to be a case-by-case individual prescription and an ongoing maintenance.
Sure. Well, yeah. Isn't that what you do? You deal with the individual anyway, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely we do. Homeopathy, you treat the person who is showing signs of a disease. You do not treat the disease. You treat the person in their entirety. So it is a complete holistic method of treatment. You can't just treat one part.
No, I really get that. The holistic care is very important.
Yeah.
So now are remedies safe for everyone?
Yes,
pregnant people.
They are. Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the reason they are so absolutely safe is because they're an energy medicine. So the remedy that is being made, say, let's say it's arnica. Everybody knows arnica, or most people know arnica. It's a flower, and it's used for traumas, bruising, shock. So the reason why it is so safe is because the flower is made into a tincture, and then one drop is, as I mentioned before, is added into 100 drops of alcohol, or 99 drops to make 100 drops. So it's just the energy of the plant that is left. There is no material dose. And because there is no material dose, it's just simply the energy of a substance. That is how it is so absolutely safe. So everybody can take it. Pregnant women can take it for morning sickness, aches and pains, you know, vein problems, everything that comes up with pregnancy, and it will not harm the child. In fact, it will probably benefit the child because it's getting an energy remedy and the mother is happier. A newborn child could be treated for shock instantly at the moment of birth, just a remedy.
Beautiful.
Yeah, in liquid, just in the mouth. Or flower
to
yes, we do.
I have baby
everybody, everybody. So people that are on multiple medications from a doctor, they too can take homeopathy, which is not true of herbs. But with homeopathy, they can, because they work on a different level. They're working on the energy bodies, which filter to the physical, and they don't interrupt with pharmaceuticals. They're 100% safe. No one has ever been harmed by homeopathy.
Wonderful. So even people that are on medications, they can take it. And, one of the things that I thought was so cool was that when I first started working with you, you said, well, you can't overdose on it either, which I love
absolutely.
That too.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So
that's a great thing because people get very worried, you know, oh, I've taken too many, and it's like, no, please throw all those ideas out the window. You can never take too much homeopathy. You might just waste it by taking it too much, but that's not really a big deal. It's very affordable. So in which case, you can never overdose. There's never an issue.
Wonderful.
So it doesn't have a bad shelf life?
Go ahead.
It doesn't have a bad shelf life on it, so it's like, oh.
Do you know, the ones that you can buy in health food stores, they do have a sell-by date, but that's really just a regulation thing. If you keep them well in a darkened space, you know, a drawer, you know, or a cupboard, they will be absolutely fine.
Thank you.
There has been evidence of remedies that have been found, you know, from over 100 years ago that are still effective.
Wow. Holy cow.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yes.
I want to call this the perfect rug. That's what I want to call it.
The magic pill.
It really is. It's a magic pill.
Well, it can be very magical, Joy, if prescribed correctly, in the right way, for the right person, and if done with care, it can be absolutely magical. But I always stress to my patients that they do still need to check in with their doctor, because I believe that sometimes, you know, medication is necessary, but perhaps not as much as we use it now.
Yeah. Now, I was going to ask you a question about what is the most profound effect that you've seen as you've been working with people? What's the story that stands out the most in your
mind? Oh, wow. I had a very good patient who had chronic Crohn's disease. She was very young and found it very difficult to even leave the house for longer than, you know, half an hour because she had to use the bathroom so very regularly, which of course results in, you know, terrible malabsorption problems and things like that, you know, because she wasn't digesting food or absorbing nutrients. So that was a very interesting case for me because I treated her over a number of months, perhaps 6 months maybe, and she was then off of all steroids and was leading a very, very normal life. So that was a great case for me. It was one of my beginning ones actually. So it taught me a lot, and I then got the realization that homeopathy, when used correctly and with care from a practitioner and from the patient, can be magical. And it can change lives.
Yeah. Yes, it can. I can attest to the fact that I use it for different things, but one of the benefits that I've noticed is my breathing has gotten much better, which helps me sleep better, too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's increased my energy, and believe it or not, I have more energy, if that's possible.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Watch out, world. But I really have been, and I've just started with them. I'm really enjoying them. And I feel like every time I take the remedies, I feel like I'm doing something really good for me, which really, yeah. I don't know how to explain it, but it feels very honoring to my cells. That's kind of how I feel it. So it's very interesting. It's had an effect on me that surprised me, you know. Even with everything I'm into, the only reason I'm into it is because of what I've experienced and have seen that it's worked. I'm really a skeptic by nature. So that for me to really love it, it's got to be good.
Oh, thank you, Joy. Thank you for saying that. That means a lot to me. And I know exactly what you mean, because you just feel that when you're taking the remedies, you really are helping your body to function at a more optimum level. You know, and that's empowering in itself. You're just thinking, wow, I'm really doing myself good now.
I'm doing this. Yeah, this feels really good. And I noticed don't forget to take it, which is really pretty good, too. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is interesting.
So,
that's an interesting point, Joy, because I think as well, when patients, they've used up a remedy and they need a new one, suddenly they'll forget to start taking it, which is a sign that actually they've moved on from that part. They now need something else, because it's an energy and the energy flows, and we can feel it within our own bodies.
Yep, and I have to say, TJ, Vicky is really good at and she listens to your story, and then she goes to that shaman place that goes to the pieces that that need to be considered as part of the whole package. And she'll come out with these remedies that have, they cover things that are like really, really big stuff. Stuff like embodying your full potential and supporting that, and really cool stuff, you know. Excellent. So I'm very excited.
Thank you, Joy.
Yes. Now,
but
I
yes, you're right. Homeopathy, is not just the physical, although it is wonderful for the physical. You know, it can help with spiritual connection, grounding, all sorts of things. No matter where you feel you're stuck, there's a remedy for everything. We've got about 2,000 remedies that we can work from, if not more, because more are being developed every day.
Yeah, I can believe it. Now, you can use them on animals too, can't you?
Oh, yes, that's very true, yes. You can use them on animals, which is a bit more difficult to work out what their spiritual aspects or their emotional aspects would be, because obviously it's more difficult to communicate with an animal. But certainly I use it on my animals for physical complaints.
Cool.
And I've had very good results. I've got a couple of cats and they've never been to the vets. And they're extremely healthy, and anything that they get, I just prescribe homeopathy for them.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Now, TJ, mm-hmm. do you have something you want to say here?
Well, I probably
now
do.
No, he's taking it.
I
thought you might.
Well, it's really interesting. How long, is there any idea how long this has been around? Do you know the origin?
Oh, yes. It was actually developed by a German doctor called Samuel Hahnemann over 200 years ago. So in actual fact, it's a Western medicine, not an Eastern practice, you know, as many people may assume it to be. It's actually German. So people say that Samuel Hahnemann, he remembered it. It's been, you know, it's been in practice for, you know, many, many, many
right.
hundreds or thousands of years, but he remembered it over 200 years ago, and he brought it into being for this time.
That's just what I was going to say next. I'm saying, well, maybe he's giving credit, but really it's something, you know, I got to believe when we came here in the beginning, we had all the answers on how to take care of ourselves, and we've just lost sight of so many of these things. So you can treat people
yeah.
with just about any different type of ailment?
Yes, because you treat the person, not the disease. So yes, absolutely every type of ailment can be treated with homeopathy. Although I still always say, you know, for serious problems, you know, you do have to still consult your general practitioner or your healthcare practitioner. You know, people can be treated with, you know, really serious chronic diseases like cancer. I have treated people with cancer alongside conventional treatment, because I don't really think, in my experience anyway, that anyone really goes straight for homeopathy for such serious causes. But that's been my experience anyway.
Have you witnessed people completely get rid of their cancer or whatever it was that they were dealing with the combination of all those things?
In combination has only been my experience, so you can never really say which one was the, you know, the true healer, because I've never treated anyone for such serious diseases just with homeopathy, so I really couldn't subjectively say.
What if somebody's at the end of the rope and they've gone to conventional medicine and it hasn't worked? Obviously, this is a good opportunity to at least try this.
Absolutely. But with real serious diseases, I believe that it's good to have a multi-pronged approach. So homeopathy, naturopathy, acupuncture, you know, things like yoga, meditation, all of those things, I believe, have a really great role to play in overall health. So for really serious diseases, I think it's important to really branch and have all of those aspects in your healing potential.
Thank you.
So they can all, yeah, they can work together, right?
Exactly,
like
exactly. Yeah.
I can't... Yeah, from my own experience, I really feel that whether somebody took conventional medication or not for cancer or something like that, I really feel that, you know, these would play a part in their healing, definitely. I've worked
yeah.
with people with cancer, and, you know, just working with the emotional body helps to shift
exactly.
what you're allowing in your body. So it would have to have a positive result, you know, even
yes.
if they don't document it. I think it's important that people know that it would really support them.
Yes,
so,
yes exactly,
yes.
Because with really bad chronic diseases, there is always a huge emotional content, and just healing the physical is not really 100% cure. You need to look at the emotional side.
Yeah.
I agree with
now,
you entirely.
Now, I know you said they'd be safe for anyone. My my one question is, you know how we have T-shirts for peace and we have mm-hmm. services for the kids, and I'm wondering if a newborn would be safe taking any of this in. Like if it was added yes. to the bottle or that kind of thing, it would be fine then.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. For newborns, we do have some pillules because the remedies are put on the outside of pillules, little hard sugar pills. But for newborns, we have little tablets that dissolve in the mouth instantaneously. So the remedy is put onto those instantly dissolvable tablets, which is the best way of doing it for newborns, because in liquid, you generally have to have a little bit of alcohol or, you know, to stop bacteria growing, and that wouldn't be mm-hmm. good for a newborn. So we would put them on the dissolvable tablets, so there is no fear of choking.
Yes. Okay, so I have that brings up two questions, too. So, you know, the shots for immunization and that kind of thing, do you
yes.
feel that these remedies have the potential to start to replace those shots? Because I've been looking for a way for babies to get what they need as preventatives and not have to go through the shots because of the side effects and how yes. it actually creates autism in some kids. So
yes.
what do you think?
Now, this is a very contentious issue in homeopathy.
Yes, it is.
And I am not allowed to say anything about vaccinations. However, what I can say is homeopathy builds the immune system. So if you nurture that child's health in such a way that it can then throw off any diseases, and if they do get any of the childhood diseases, they can be treated safely homeopathically, then that could be a very good way of working. Does that
okay.
make sense?
Well, yeah. I just feel like T-shirts for peace and every child on the planet hit jackpot, you know?
Yes.
That's huge.
Yes.
That's a huge thing. And, you know, it's been a very important issue with the kids.
Yes.
Yes.
I do have some patients that are unvaccinated, and they've never had any problems. You know, as long as you keep their immune systems up, which you are doing by treating them homeopathically and not immunizing them, in which case they're stronger constitutionally.
This is wonderful news. I'm really happy to hear this, you know.
You know, I was going to throw...
really great joy.
I wanted to add this in too, Vicki, is that, you know, when I go see the chiropractor, he talks about that as well, because mm-hmm. chiropractors generally don't vaccinate their kids. And he talked mm-hmm. about how we, you know, keeping that energy flowing down the back. So does that work well with homeopathy as well? Is that something chiropractics as well?
Yes, I don't know whether too many chiropractors know that much about homeopathy. I mean, chiropractors could use homeopathy more on an acute basis, you know, for muscle strains, you know, joint problems, things like that. But they wouldn't be able to prescribe constitutionally on the bigger picture unless they're homeopathically trained. But they could certainly use them as acutes, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Hey, TJ, mm-hmm. this is good news for little T, just maybe, huh?
That's right.
To look at, yeah.
It is, but that's
yeah,
going to
yeah.
that's gonna be up to his daddy's decision and mother, I guess. So, but, you know, I could always just sneak the child away and say, I'll take care of him. No,
yeah.
Kidding.
Well, you could also casually mention.
Oh, by the way.
It's like I saw his little face popped up right in front of me while we were talking about this.
Really?
It's a fairy godmother thing, yeah. So because they're going to be looking at giving him shots at
yeah,
some point.
I know.
So, yeah. So anyway.
Another way that, yeah, sorry, Joy, I didn't mean to interrupt, but another way that homeopathy can be used is if vaccinations are given, remedies can be given afterwards, immediately afterwards, to help nullify the side effects. and help the body get rid of the toxins that are inherently, you know, in those vaccines. And it can help the body, you know, acclimate towards that, you know, toxin being put in. So it can be used in that way too.
Wonderful, because there are some people that are going to do that anyway, but they really have found that a lot of the children that were given diagnoses such as autism or that kind of thing have been vaccinated. So now they're discovering by keeping the kids off certain things that are connected to that, they stay healthier. So, but there are people that'll do it, and it's good. This will be like an antidote for them. So I'm really excited to hear this. This is good stuff, Vicki. So I do have one other question, and let's say that somebody's a recovering alcoholic, right? And I know that the pills use alcohol, and they feel like they can't take that. Is there another way that the pills can be, or the pellets can be made, or the liquids can be given that don't have alcohol in them?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
So I've given you some liquid remedies, Joy, that do have a small amount of alcohol in the bottom, but that's just really to stop the bacteria growing. In the case of somebody that really didn't want any alcohol at all, you can do it just purely in water, but they just have to make sure that they don't contaminate and they keep them in the fridge, and they probably will last only about 2 weeks, you know, without contamination. So there is just that slight issue there. Now, the pills, the alcohol is inherent in the mixture that is put on the pills, but it evaporates because it's such a high concentration of alcohol. So the pills don't have alcohol on them, but if you were extremely concerned, you would call the homeopathic pharmacy and make sure that they make them in a slightly different way so that there is absolutely no alcohol on them. So there are ways around it. You just have to be a little bit more careful.
Okay. So that's good to know. Now, I know you said you have to call the homeopathic place. Now, where are the homeopathic places? You know, I got this vision of these little tiny old English pharmacies where people are in the back making potions.
That used to be me, Joy.
I know.
I loved it.
That was another lifetime. I got this flash of you doing potions and lotions.
Yes, and mixing creams. Yeah, it was great. Well, I used to work in a pharmacy called Helios, which was actually in central London. It was down a little road in central London, and it was a little pokey building, and we used to make the remedies out the back, and it was great. So in actual fact, I still use that London pharmacy for any remedies that I need to buy, so I still buy them from there because I know that they're really well made.
Now, is there a pharmacy here in the States that you use?
Do you know, Joy, I haven't, because I just so love Helios. I always still go to them, and the postage is not that much. It's like $5. So in which case, I've still used those. But I believe there is a pharmacy in America called the Hanumanian Pharmacy, but I actually don't know where it is. But many of the remedies you can buy off the shelf in places like Whole Foods and natural grocers. You can buy them off the shelf there for acutes. So you can treat yourself at home for minor burns, cuts, injuries, things like that.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know we're getting ready to wrap up soon, but TJ, do you have something you want to say? I know you're over there. I can hear you.
You hear me breathing? Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Not the breathing, the thoughts.
I think it's pretty interesting, and I think it gives people an option to look at, you know, I know so many people that are suffering with chronic issues. Just recently, somebody I know, they haven't really diagnosed, but he's in a lot of pain right now, nerve issues, things like that. So it's something at least to give them an option. So we don't have to continue to go
Absolutely.
Down this road. Yeah. So I think it's really interesting.
Absolutely, TJ. That's what I found with homeopathy. It's just a wondrous, you know, chink of light. You think, wow, there is something else out there that really works.
Well, it's fascinating.
Yes, yes. It really is, Vicki. And thank you. Thank you so much again for agreeing to come on and share your wisdom. It was very interesting, fascinating. And I'm really excited to see what we can do with the kids together, maybe. Okay?
That sounds like a wonderful idea, Joy. And thank you, TJ. Thank you for inviting me on your show. It was a great honor, and I've really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much, Vicki. It was nice to meet you.
Yes,
nice to meet you. Thank you.
So I want to thank our listeners again for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed the show. And hopefully, Vicki, after you get that book of yours written, you'll come back on and share it with us. What do you think?
It's a date.
Okay. She's an author, TJ. Really?
She's got many skills.
Aspiring author.
Many skills.
She is, and I'm telling you.
Yep.
Yes, she does. This is exciting. So thank you again, everyone, and have a lovely week. And listen soon. We're going to be doing a really cool show on the topic of peace. Many blessings, and thanks, Brother TJ, for all your hard work.
You're welcome, sweet sister.